Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of Colossians. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 17 through 18.
He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church, and He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that He Himself will come to have first place in everything.
Is Christianity just one of many spiritual practices? Is Jesus merely a great teacher among several others? The church in Colossae of Paul's time was confronted with these types of questions. They found themselves in a bit of spiritual disorientation as they were infiltrated by the surrounding culture's ideas and pressures. Paul, after receiving news of this church he had founded, wrote a letter in response. And in it, he encourages the Colossians to stay grounded in Christ. The Colossian Christians were being pulled in two different directions. One push was towards a more open-minded approach to spirituality, engaging in the worship of multiple gods from different religions. Another push was toward adopting a legalistic approach to religion, observing Old Testament laws to earn and maintain one's salvation. Maybe you can resonate with one of these forces having a sway on your own life. In his letter, Paul challenges both. Jesus has triumphed over all other spiritual forces, and He has also fulfilled the Old Testament law. Paul seeks to bring the Colossians back to spiritual soundness by directing their attention to who Jesus is and what He has done. Because when these truths are brought into focus, no other spiritual leader or religion can compare. We're going to walk through a summary of the truths presented in this letter. Jesus is God the Son. Come to us that we might know God the Father. Jesus is the one through whom all things were created. He is the one who provides peace with God through His blood on the cross. He is the head of creation and the head of the church. The universe owes its continued coherence to Christ. In Him, all things hold together. Jesus has triumphed over sin and Satan. He has been exalted as King. In Jesus is the pattern for the life of faith. Jesus lives in His people and shares His glory with them. And in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So, given Jesus' supremacy in all things, any other religious regulations or spiritual pursuits are useless. This book reminds us that Christ is everything. Christ is all we need. Now, Paul's message in Colossians is not just rudimentary knowledge for new believers or confused Christians. His teaching on the supremacy of Christ is the key to sustained faithful living. Do you feel like you might be stalling out in your spiritual journey? Or do you feel like you need a boost of spiritual life and energy? Paul would remind you of the great truth that you are united to the supreme Christ. You are in Him and He is in you. You share in Christ's death, now dead to your old self. And you share in Christ's resurrection, now risen again to a new life. It is embracing your unity with Christ that connects your heart to His and empowers you to live from Him as a new creation. Colossians lays out how this supreme power manifests itself in our lives. For example, we see things from Christ's perspective instead of an earthly one, which brings peace and stability into our lives. We become more like Christ in the way we relate to others with compassion, love, and forgiveness. Or we find our family lives transformed by Christ's self-giving love as our own needs become less important. God does not leave us to our own means, but he equips us with the highest power of all powers, his own. In light of this great reality, Paul declares in Colossians 3:17, "Whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus." So as we work, we rely upon God's work within us. Paul says it like this in Colossians 1:29, "For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me." I think sometimes it can sound nice in theory to depend on God's power within us, but it can feel uncertain in practice. What does it actually look like to work from God's strength and energy? Pastor John Piper put out an article on how to find strength in the strength of God. And he breaks down what this process might look like in 5 steps with the acronym APTAT, A-P-T-A-T. A, admit that you can do nothing. P, pray for God's help for the task at hand. T, trust a particular promise of God's help. A, act. And T, thank God for the help received. Piper goes on to elaborate on the third step. He says this, "I think the middle T is all important. Trust a promise. This is a step I think is missing in most Christians' attempt to live the Christian life. It is certainly my most common mistake. Most of us face a difficult task and remember to say, 'Help me, God, I need you.' But then we move straight from P to A, pray to act. We pray and then we act. But this robs us of a very powerful step. After we pray for God's help, we should remind ourselves of a specific promise that God has made and fix our minds on it and put our faith in it. Paul says we walk by faith and then live by faith. But for most of us, this remains vague. Hour by hour, how do we do this? We do it by reminding ourselves of a specific concrete promise that God has made and Jesus has bought with his blood. Then we don't just pray for help hour by hour. We trust those specific promises hour by hour. So what would it look like to live out from God's strength by trusting in the promises of Colossians? When you are exhausted and stressed from the burden of feeling like everything is on you, could you trust this promise from Colossians? That the entire universe is dependent upon Christ, and in him, all things hold together. When you feel powerless over temptation or reoccurring sin patterns, could you trust the promise from Colossians that Jesus has already triumphed over sin and Satan, and you share in his victorious power? When you are struggling with a decision to be made and feel you don't have what it takes, could you trust in the promise from Colossians 2:3? That in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? In whatever situations you might be facing, take a moment to center yourself in reliance upon Christ. You can echo these words in your heart. God, I admit that without you, I can do nothing. I pray for your help with what is at hand. And I trust in your promise to fill me with all your power in Christ. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for his supremacy as the one true God with power over all.
Come, sing of what he's done. There is hope for everyone. Sing of what he's done.